Breathing, allowing yourself to slip down into your body as we count, deep into the womb. Allowing yourself to begin to ground out and cleanse your physical form of that which you brought into this life to learn, to heal, to experience. Allowing it to come to a close. 10. 9. Eight, seven, six, breathing, deepening our state, 5, 4, 3, and 1, becoming the fire, feeling your body inside of a chimney. Your body is made of brick, your womb is made of fire. Looking at that fire, feeling it, is it dimly lit or raging or somewhere in between, creating balance by breathing your fire down or breathing your fire up. If your fire is out, lighting it. Breathing, feeling and sensing the fire, feeling it inside of you. Has blues, reds, yellows, orange. It is quite hot. White in some places. breathing, allowing ourselves to just be the fire. Having an awareness of also being the chimney, your body are the bricks, but your womb is the fire. Your higher self comes forward with a collection of relationships to be healed, a collection of experiences, a collection of DNA programming that you didn't even know was there. Breathing, relaxing. Your higher self shows a picture of a time in your life. Large picture. This time might have been painful, sad, joyful, bittersweet. This time in your life contains healing, something that you have not yet visited, something you have not allowed yourself to face for quite some time. In that time of your life contains other relationships. Relationships that you might have ended, ran away from, or simply grew apart from. Your womb holds these memories, allow your womb to fire, to burn. The parts of these relationships and times in your life, creating purity, purifying the energy, allowing it to turn white, to ash. But then to see it in its pure spirit form. You may need to die to certain parts of relationships, even if the relationship itself did not die. This part of it must, in order for you to hold your power. Allowing the emulsion to flow, the ash to fall out, moving down the root chakra cord into the ground, allowing Mother Earth to receive her ashes. With each healing, a spirit is birthed from the fireplace, showing itself in its white form of purity. These spirits become part of your depth with your healing. They will coexist with you, helping to create the hearth that will replace your womb when this time in your life finishes. What more has brought itself to you? What more does your higher self hold at this time? Allowing them to place it all into the fire. It is you that must take responsibility for your healing at this time. So yes, it cannot be someone else's fire, it must be yours. Taking it into your womb, the fireplace that burns. Again, allowing the process. Burning the lack of self-love, the shame, any shame that you may have about the way that you behaved at a certain time in your life. Burning it, feeling the healing. Again, releasing the ash through the root chakra. But watching a pure white spirit grow out of that experience. Releasing itself from the fireplace into the air around it. This spirit will hold power, wisdom, knowledge, experience. If it is hard to burn something, asking your higher self why. Why does it hurt me to burn that? Why do I not yet feel ready to burn it? Writing down higher self's words, allowing them to show you what you have not yet healed within yourself. When your higher self is finished putting the photographs into the fire, handing you cords, connections that need to die, asking them to please help you hold space for more healing during this process. You will return here many times with higher self, continuing to cleanse your womb, creating space for what is next, allowing yourself to become. And with that, love is sent without constitution to physical energies.